You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. This is Marlon Souza, and I want to record a quick demo of an application called MacID. It spells M-A-C-I-D. In this recording, I'm going to show you how to make the setup both in Macintosh and in the iPhone, and I'm going to show you very basically how it works once it is set up. But before anything else, let me tell you a little bit more about what this application does. This application turns your iPhone into a fingerprint device to lock and unlock your Macintosh, and also to avoid typing your account password in some other scenarios. So the way it works is you have to download a free application to your Mac, and you have to go to the App Store and buy it for your iPhone. So the very first thing you want to do is open Safari and go to Google in your Macintosh and search for M-A-C-I-D, everything together, which is the app name. The very first page to show is the app developer webpage. In this webpage, you can make the download, which by the way is free, of the Macintosh app, but you can and must also take a look at the supported Macintosh models, because this application won't be able to run on every Macintosh. It needs to use the Bluetooth LTE resource, which is available on the most modern models, I would say. So on that page, you can take a look if your Macintosh is supported, and if so, you can make the download of the application to your Macintosh. For this, you have to find the download link, which is in the main page, and once you view space on that link, the download will start immediately. Go to the download group, wait until the download is finished, it's a very small piece of software, and then show it in Finder. You will notice that it is a .app file. Just Command C and then go to your application folder by issuing Command Shift A and then Command V to place the app in the right place. Now, once you've done it, go to the App Store in your iPhone and buy the application. Soon after, go to the app in your iPhone and open the application. It will ask for some authorization to send notifications and to access the Bluetooth. Go ahead and give these permissions. Then you will see a screen with some help instructions. Find the dismiss button. Now you need to make sure that Bluetooth is enabled both in your Macintosh and your iPhone, because this application, as we said, uses Bluetooth to make the connection between the Macintosh and the iPhone. We're making sure now that Bluetooth is enabled both in Mac and in iPhone. The iPhone first.
Unlock button 2240. Settings. Wi-Fi, PAL, Bluetooth on.
Button. That's good. Bluetooth is on. And now the Mac. To check Bluetooth on Mac, we'll make a command to access the extra menu. And the extra menu is accessible by issuing the VO keys. And those are the control and option keys hold together. And then the letter M as man, press twice. So VO, MM.
Menu extras, Bluetooth, menu extra.
And I happen to be placed already in the Bluetooth menu.
You are currently on a tape.
I would do VO space here.
Menu, 8 items, Bluetooth, undimmed. Bluetooth, undimmed.
And this is good. It means that the Bluetooth is already on in the Macintosh.
You are currently on a menu item. This item is dimmed.
Okay. So, once you have made sure that Bluetooth is on both devices, what you will do is you go to the iPhone application and open it.
messages, 2 unread messages.
And the Mac ID application is in the second page currently, so.
Page 2 of 3, health, Mac ID.
Here we go.
Mac ID, connected devices, heading.
I'm swiping to the right.
No connected devices.
And then you will see that there are no devices connected. And this is because you haven't done the setup yet. Then, with the iPhone application opened, you will open the Macintosh application. If you haven't yet opened it in the Macintosh, you might have a warning saying that this application is an internet download and asking if you really want to open it. Then you must activate the open button.
List view table. Interact contacts app application, CHIS app application, Mac ID app application.
And then command plus O to open.
Open. You are currently on a table. To enter this table.
Yes, we type your
table. Enter row 1 of 1 empty cell.
And now, as you can see, you are focused in a table and there is one row added. Now, this row means that your iPhone has been recognized. But if you try to interact with the table, you will see that the row is unnamed, or if it is named, it's something that VoiceOver can't read. Now, if you view right once.
Stop interact.
Yes, we type your password.
Secure edit text.
You will have the opportunity to type the password of the current account, and the application needs to know this password. Now, once you type your password, you will view right again or tab.
Confirm your password.
Secure edit text.
And you will have an opportunity to retype your password. And now comes the tricky part. If you would view right again, we won't do it, you would find a static test, but then you would notice that the row from the table would be removed and recreated. And then, because it was recreated, the password fields would be cleared. And then you would have to type it all again. And then, once you view right again, the row would be cleared again. And so the password fields would also be cleared. And I don't know why, if this is a bug or something, but the thing is, once you retype your password, you gotta press return. And this is something that took me almost 3 hours to figure it out, because there is no an OK button or anything similar. So once you retype your password, just press enter.
Finder, applications, window, list view, table.
And now you will hear that your Macintosh appears under the connected devices in your iPhone application.
MacBook Air DeMarlin, unlock, tap to lock.
And now I want to show you something interesting. Because remember, this app is not only used to lock slash unlock with no password. It will replace the need of typing your password on some situations. So one thing I want to show you is this. I'm in Finder and I will do VO, which are the control and option keys, plus M to access the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
And under the Apple menu, which is common across all the applications,
you are current Apple menu.
I will
be doing
VO down arrow.
About this Mac, system preferences,
I have
ellipsis.
System preferences here, and I will just VO space on that to activate.
Closing menu, system preferences, system preferences, system preferences, window, preference.
And then this is a scroll area I will interact with. And the way we interact is we do VO shift down arrow.
Interact with preference panes, scroll area.
And then I will look for a given category here.
Desktop, mission, language and security and privacy button.
This one. So I'm navigating by issuing VO write, and now I will make a VO space to activate the security and privacy group.
Security and privacy.
And now, in this area, it's quite common that changes can be done only if a lock symbol is unlocked. And the way you unlock this symbol is you activate a unlock button, and then whenever you do it, your password is requested. So if you issue your password, then you are free to make changes. Now things are locked, so I cannot change anything unless I provide my password. So what I will do is I will VO write until I find the lock / unlock button.
Change. Require. Immediate. After. Sure. Set lock. Disable automatic. Allow apps. Map app. Map app. Anywhere. Click the lock to make changes. Unchecked. Checkbox.
And then it's unchecked, which means it's currently locked. So
you are currently on a checkbox.
I will issue a VO space here.
Check off application, window, password, secure edit text, has keyboard focus.
And then, as you could hear, my password is being requested.
You are currently on a text field. To enter
but
text in this field, type this is.
At the same time, my iPhone.
Unlock MacBook Air to Marlin.
Shows a window asking me to put my finger on the Touch ID, which I'm doing now.
System preferences, security and privacy, window. Click the lock to prevent further changes. Checked, checkbox.
And then, as you could hear,
you are
when I
the
put my finger
to
in the Touch ID of my iPhone, you could hear several characters, blah, 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 being typed automatically into the Macintosh. So I did not need to type my password. So by putting my finger on the fingerprint on the iPhone, the password was typed in the Macintosh. And this is very, very cool because you don't need to type your password anymore. You just need to do it in the login page. I was expecting that even in the login page, I wouldn't need to type it, but it turns out I need. But once you have typed your password and logged in, whenever you need to put your password and when the system requests your password, your iPhone will let you know by showing a window where you can just put your finger in the Touch ID and the password will be typed in the Macintosh automatically. So hopefully I've shown you how to set up the application and how it works. Of course, if I want to lock the Macintosh, I am now in the Mac ID application in my iPhone.
Screen dimmed. Recent devices. Head MacBook Air to Marlin. Unlocked. Tap to lock. Connected devices.
So
heading.
Under the connected devices, I have MacBook de Marlin. And if I double tap here,
MacBook Air de Marlin. Unlocked. Tap to lock.
The Macintosh didn't announce anything, but it's locked. So if I press anything here,
edit text. One system dialog display. System has new window.
It asked for the password, and again,
you
at the same
on
time,
text field. To enter text in this field, type, this is a secure text field. Text typed
a
into
window
this field will not be displayed
opened
and will not be spoken by voiceover. The help tag is, enter password.
Into my iPhone, and if I put my finger,
system preferences, security and privacy, window, click the lock to prevent further changes,
unlocked.
Check, checkbox.
So, again, hopefully, I've shown you how to make the setup and how this application works. At the time of recording, it costs $4.99. And it's a great, great purchase. It could be better. Certainly, the Mac application needs some improvement. But even so, I hope you enjoyed. So that's all. And I talk to you in the next recording.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.